Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need scum now, more than ever.
I am the Magnificent. I'm back with the shaker of soul, most tolerant, storming sound of soul.
Hey, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Just bounce, bounce. Everybody just bounce.
gotta repack it, this right. When I drop down, I win the top hand, it's dry. It's a music that kills, music that thrills. Come and take a quick pick and chill. Well, this is how we spin it, this is how we spin it, this is how we spin it. Ha ha. It's the music that kills, music that thrills. Whoa. Come and take a quick pick and chill. So, everybody just bounce, bounce. Whoa. Everybody just bounce, bounce. Everybody just bounce, bounce. Whoa. Everybody just bounce. Everybody just bounce, bounce. Whoa. Everybody just bounce, bounce. Everybody just bounce, bounce. Whoa. Everybody just bounce. Miranda, reggae, it's a reggae town.
Crazy people in the world.
Now let me tell you a story that is sad but true. The world is going crazy and there's nothing we can do. Institutions let them out when they're causing a din. We call in politicians and elect them in. Everybody's losing it, I don't know why, but they're
crazy people running a row. 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 We're running, we're running, we're running. Running around, running, 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 running round and round. 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 I'm running, I'm running.
Talking about the Joe on the street, just the sort of person that you'd usually meet. How'd you know he's not as sane as you? Then how'd you know you're sane too? Everybody's losing it, I don't know why, but they're
crazy people running around. Crazy people running around. Crazy people running around. Crazy people running around. They're running, they're running, they're running. Running around, running, 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 running round and round. 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 I'm running, I'm running, I'm running. One more time. Running, 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 running round and round. 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 I'm running, I'm running.
How good's that? Skazoo out of Newcastle in New South Wales off their 32DB album from, well, 1993, we think. Crazy People, that is a live version of those guys. Skazoo featured one Tony Collins, who was in the Porkers for quite some time as well. 32DB, little nine tracker there, which was actually on Moonscar Records as well. So I don't know what happened to Skazoo. I really don't. They kind of were around for the early 90s, and then there is no record of them at all. Anyway. Welcome to Beefy Ska Club, the 676th edition of Beefy's Ska Club, or Ska Show with Beefy, or Ska Nation Radio. Over the past year and a bit, we have kicked off the third part of the show with a First Nations band. This week is no different, although it is a little bit different because this week we have dived into, let's call it roots reggae with a hip-hop slant, shall we? The band are called Zenith. They're from up there in Kuranda in the FNQ, far north Queensland. Close to Cairns is Kuranda. Zenith embrace a solid mix of roots, reggae, funky hip-hop, and indigenous world music. They recorded their last album at Bob Marley's legendary Tuff Gong International Studio, collaborating with some world-class reggae icons. They are kind of a family band, the Brim family, Dad Willie, sons Astro and Aiden, as well as some brothers from other mothers, resulting in a collaborative effort that not only has extreme music chemistry, but also a cross-section of generations with a similar vision. They've played some huge festivals, including Byron Bay Blues Fest, Woodford Folk Festival, Splendor in the Grass, and they have toured all over Europe. They've been to North America and to New Zealand. They have three albums under their belts: I Like It, Nothing to Lose, and Ancient Warrior, which is the one they recorded at Bob Marley Studios. And we took Kuranda Reggae off their debut, I Like It, in 2007. A little bit different for us here at Beefy Ska Club, but like I said, we embrace all things First Nations, and they call themselves Aboriginal Roots Reggae Rockers. So why not? We like to broaden the horizons on this show, and I've been working with the beautiful, gorgeous Lucy Andrews about First Nations bands and what we can push into this lead role on the third edition of Ska for each and every week. And we've got to a stage where we've kind of, well, we haven't exhausted it. We definitely haven't. We have scraped a lot off the surface, and now we're kind of diving that little bit deeper into First Nations bands. This one definitely isn't saltwater ska, as we are now terming a lot of red dirt reggae or desert rock or whatever we're going to call the other stuff. But saltwater ska, this isn't. Let's be honest about it. But we love exploring new bands and finding new styles that we can play on this show. And we will continue to do so each and every week with the help of Lucy, with the help of lots of people around this big red country, working with Yappa Beats and Kama and Desert Feet, to name but three albums or three labels or three producers of saltwater ska or red dirt reggae. We'll keep doing it. Until I stop doing this show, we will keep pushing First Nations bands. We will also keep pushing New Zealand bands, because Beefy Ska Club is the hub of Australasian ska. Yes, it is. We're the world's number one ska radio show, and we are the world's number one Australian show. We're probably the most active New Zealand ska show kicking around, and who knows what's going on in the Asian mainland. But I have decided in the past few weeks, after some discussions with some of our supporters out of Indonesia, we've decided to focus a little bit on the Central Asian ska scene as well. We do a lot of Japanese bands anyway, so why not focus on the lesser known countries that are producing ska like no tomorrow? Especially places like Indonesia, where the ska scene is phenomenal. We're going to go to Korea this week with a band that I've gone a bit quiet, to be honest. But anyway, let's go to New Zealand first. Blam, Blam, Blam. Were probably not your typical ska band. They were more new wave, I guess. But they were more new wave in the style that the Police were new wave, or Tears for Fears with their ska roots, or Elvis Costello is kind of ska or new wave. Do you get me? Blam, Blam, Blam. I have checked out a few of their albums over the past few days. There's a lot more ska in it than Elvis Costello or Tears for Fears or Graduate, as they were known, or Howard Jones used to do a few ska songs. These guys did a lot of ska. I'm guessing in the same vein as Split Enz embraced ska in New Zealand, and we've already done DD Smash. Anyway, please check these guys' back catalogue out. There's some bloody good stuff. There really is. Blam, blam, blam. Don McGlashan, I think, is probably the most well-known member of Blam, Blam, Blam. Don McGlashan was also in, what other band was he in? The Mutton Birds, that's what I was thinking of. Anyway, Don McGlashan is very well-known in New Zealand. Anyway, we're going to play some Blam, Blam, Blam off their, what album is this off? Their self-titled Blam, Blam, Blam mini album from 1982. They did a song called There Is No Depression in New Zealand, which is a bit of a cult song over there, which has elements of ska in it. This one is a lot more scary than that one. It's called Got to Be Guilty. This is Blam, Blam, Blam. You're listening to Biffy Ska Club.
Subject, we didn't get where we are today by being soft on an obvious reject. Oh, he's gonna be guilty. He called the police and a liar. He costs his country money, and there's no smoke without fire. Unsolved crimes. What about those hitchhikers? I bet he did them too, or at least he wanted to. Yeah. Oh, he's gotta be guilty. He called the policeman a liar. He cost his country money, and there's no smoke without fire. We had to pay to have him safely locked away. We gave him 3 square meals a day, but now we can no longer say be guilty. I know he's a free man. Has anything really changed? There's a detective in my backyard. He's got a spade and he's acting strange. The nation. There's been a boost in the film trade, but all we got now is frustration.
Guilty.
Ah, Talk Bats out of Korea. These guys formed out of quite a few other bands or featured members from other kind of more punk bands like Green Flame Boys and Rudy Guns. They put out their debut EP in 2018 called First Single. And the first single was Sonic, or the first track off that first single EP was called Sonic. Now, they were kind of a ska punk supergroup at the time and put out a few tracks on various compilations up until 2022. Also, did a live session that really awesome live session. Goes for half an hour or so. Just check out the drummer. Now, the issue is the last post on their Facebook page basically says, this is in April 2022, says, can anyone help us play drums? And that is their last post. And that was it, I reckon. 2022 all over for Talk Bats out of Seoul in South Korea. We have started a little focus on Asian ska to add into our focus on New Zealand ska and First Nations Australian bands as well. So in the third part of the show, each and every week, we're going to do these little focuses on different areas and regions, and we're going to dip into Australian ska nostalgia as well. The features keep coming on Beefy's Ska Club. Now, when we talk about features, everyone just wants to know about the Beefy Ska Club Request Team! Six like-minded individuals that get to request any track they want to hear and any track they want the rest of the world to hear. We're going to start off with the beautiful, the gorgeous Miss Lucy Andrews. She has gone a lot closer to home. Well, our home anyway. The Dilly All-Stars. They were more a split band between Melbourne and Dilly up there in, I'm going to say Papua New Guinea, but it's not Papua New Guinea, is it? It's Timor-Leste, I think. These guys were celebrating kind of the independence, I suppose, of Timor-Leste and the Portuguese heritage and the struggles of independence of Portugal and then Indonesia. The Dilly All-Stars were a bright light in that kind of struggle. They even got flown out to Portugal at one stage to play for, I think it was the Communist Party over there. Lucy has chosen a very interesting track. Nothing Tastes Better Than the Neighbor's Chicken. It was off their Best Of album in 2010. Man, I love it when things like this get chosen. Thank you, Lucy. Awesome stuff.
Nothing tastes better than the neighbor's chicken. In fact, it's downright finger-licking. When you see it run in your backyard, I'll grab that bird and squeeze it hard. You don't need any excuses. Just think about those deadly juices.
Nothing tastes better than the neighbor's chicken.
Well, you don't need any excuses. Just think about those deadly juices.
Nothing tastes better than the neighbor's chicken.
I never trust a bright-eyed gypsy. You wake up on the wrong side of town with your money all spent and your pants all down. Well, I want a woman from the Kama Sutra. One part angel, one part putta.
Nothing tastes better than the neighbor's chicken.
Yeah, I want a woman from the Kama Sutra. One part angel, one part putta.
Thank you.
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
In the crowd, he's holding his head like it's gonna explode. What's a new way you sound so sincere? How sweet it must be to be able to think so clear. But you're just another in a long line of fools. Here we go!
Magic Memories, The Bureau, Only for Sheep. Now, weirdly enough, Millwall Paul sent me that before the Looney Tunes gig on Sunday. Looney Tunes do an unbelievable version of Only for Sheep. So good. Adam Timms from Looney Tunes, a massive Dexys fan, also a big Bureau fan, because when Dexys split up in 1980, Pete Williams, Jeff Blythe, Steve Spooner, Stoker and Mick Talbot, all from Dexys Midnight Runners, formed The Bureau. So essentially, they were an offshoot of Dexys Midnight Runners without Kevin Rowland, I suppose. And also, their first recording, I'm pretty sure they used Pete Wingfield, who produced Searching for the Young Soul Rebels, Dexys album anyway. Now, weirdly enough, Only for Sheep didn't chart in the UK, but it got to number 5 in Australia. Great tune, though. So good. Like I said, Looney Tunes do it very, very well. And that's Millwall Paul's Magic Memories. He sent it to me before seeing Looney Tunes do it. So Millwall Paul is the soothsayer. Before that, Mel Lee out of Taupo, New Zealand. He requested the Dutty Moonshine Big Band out of Bristol. Now, the Dutty Moonshine Big Band formed in 2014. They are a British electronic dance music group. They fuse loads of stuff. They play live with brass, keys, drums, digital hardware, and a vocalist. So that's why they're very, very different. As Mel basically said, probably not a ska band, but definitely not a stretch. And I agree with him. And we are always pushing boundaries on this show. You just heard of Vamonos. I'll get it right eventually. If I just keep saying it, it'll come out right. Vamonos, off their A Villain album 2023. Dutty Moonshine Big Band. I don't think I've ever played them before. And what is it about Bristol with kind of inventing new genres and styles? I mean, obviously, Acid House came from there. Trip Hop came from Bristol. And now, whatever Dutty Moonshine are calling themselves, the Big Band. Anyway, great choice, Mel. I like it. I like stuff that's different and just touching. And they, you know, imagine the Venn diagram of ska-y stuff. It doesn't matter. They fit. I'll play it on this show. It's bloody good. And we kicked off our first half of the Beefy Ska Club request team with the beautiful, the gorgeous Lucy Andrews. The Dilly All-Stars, mainly out of Melbourne, but a lot of Timor-Leste heritage. Nothing tastes better than the neighbor's chicken off their best of in 2010. Great stuff. But we're only halfway through the request team. People are saying this is the best part of the show. I get offended by that. I thought I did quite a good job before these guys came on board. let's go to Wollongong right now. Jono's Juggernaut, he's gone old school. Why not? He's gone Laurel Aitken from 1966. Off his infamous ska beat album, this is Jumbi Jamboree. Thanks, Jono. Good choice.
What a Jumbi Jamboree to play in a Kingston cemetery. Oh, what a Jumbi Jamboree to play in a Kingston cemetery. Jumbi from all parts of the island. Some of them are great Calypsonian. Since the season was carnival, they start to gather in Bacchanal. And what they sing in no back, belly to belly, I don't care a damn. I done did already. Back to back, belly to belly, that's a Jumbi Jamboree. One female Jumbi wouldn't behave. Look how she jumping from the grave. In one hand she holding a quarter rum. The next hand she beating conga drum. The lead singer start make his rhyme, while other Jumbi rock their bone in time. One bystander had it to say, it was a sight to see Jumbi break away. And what they singing, back to back, belly to belly, I don't care a damn, I don't need a ready. Back to back, belly to belly, that's a Jumbi Jamboree.
Remember this?
here we go.
Take with common sense, and again relate to your ignorance.
there's a new rule about Beefy Ska Club request team. And it's, don't talk about, but no, it's not that one. It's, if you don't put your request in, Beefy gets to select a Welsh band. Lovely Jen, even though I saw you on Sunday, sorry, you missed the deadline and I've run out of your suggestions. Adequate 7 out of Cardiff. What a band. They were along the lines of, I guess, the Dirty Moonshine Big Band. Definitely blended hip-hop, hardcore, punk and funk into a ska punk or ska core. No, they're more ska punk band. They were so, so good. They turned into a 9-piece at some stage. Only a couple of albums, Songs of Innocence and Experience, broke up after 600 gigs in 6 years. Yep. They formed in November 2000, called it a day in December 2006. They played 600 gigs. How cool is that? They did a final show, which they recorded and put out as an album. Their final show, what was that? I think it was with Cap Down played. Oh, I can't remember the other bands. Anyway, Shooting Goon, I think, was another band. Anyway, they are no longer. Most of their guys went on to play with other bands, including people like Paolo Nutini. Check these guys out. Talk about energy. Oh, my word. I'm just looking here. Jazz rock / rap core. That is a very interesting description of Adequate 7 out of Cardiff. What was the track you just play? I just played Gotta Stay Focused off their Here on Earth album that came out in 2000. And, I don't think it was 2006. Anyway, there you go. Before that, Mark Hardio, he wanted a bit of old school Judge Dredd, but he's gone for Skin Lake, probably off the back of that Madness tune we played last week that was Mel Lee's recommendation. Skin Lake off his Dredd White and Blue album that came out in 1996. Well, considering Judge Dredd had been dead 20 years, then it's an interesting compilation, Dredd White and Blue. Anyway, I'm not sure where Skin Lake fitted in the Judge Dredd back catalogue and when that came out. I don't know. I tried to do some research on it and it didn't come up at all. But apart from on that Dredd White and Blue album. Thank you, Mark. As always, always a pleasure to go through your hundreds of recommendations and work out what's best for the show. Mark's got some suggestions about we should do some themes for the request team as well. So Mark's first suggestion was all-girl bands, which is great, but it's kind of a little bit difficult to find all-girl bands. It doesn't matter. We are going to do some themed Beefy Ska Club request team stuff. It may be, like, it's Halloween this week, so I should have done Halloween themes. But, I mean, I had a gig on the weekend. I launched an album. Swings and roundabouts, isn't it? We will do it. And we will make that a weekly feature as well. What are we here before? Judge Dredd, Laurel Aiken, 1966. Jono's Juggernaut for this week. Jumbi Jamboree off his Ska Beat album. Thank you, Jono. Good to get some trad scars from the OGs, especially people like Laurel Aiken. Alrighty, that's it for the requesting. Thank you to those guys for continually being involved and continually suggesting tracks that are very, very different. It's always a pleasure. It really is always a pleasure to get different stuff on because I say it time and time again. If these guys don't do it, it's just me choosing music. And I have certain tastes and I definitely wouldn't have ventured to Dirty Moonshine Band. Judge Dredd, interesting character. We play a lot of Laurel Aiken. The Bureau, Dilly All-Stars. Oh, that's great. Good mix. It's such a good mix. I'm glad we've got these guys involved. I was out and about this morning and I went into a supermarket. It might have been IGA, it might have been Woolworths, it might have been Coles, I don't know. Anyway, incredibly, this song came on the radio. I don't know if it was a radio or just a streaming, whether somebody was just playing music, whatever. Anyway, off London Calling, this is The Clash, this is Wrong'em Boyo. Yeah, this was on a shop radio system today. I loved it. Fair to say, I thought, all right, I'm playing that tonight. Why wouldn't you?
Start over The same, 'cause I took my first control. Let's bounce, rock, skate, man, I'm ready to roll.
How nice is that? Bunny Wailer, Mellow Mood, off his Bunny Wailer Sings the Wailers album. Mellow Mood, such a nice tune. Before that, Rancid, Under the Red Hot Moon, off Indestructible. One of my favourite Rancid songs. Doesn't get the credit it deserves, I reckon. Saying that, which Rancid song does? I'll leave that there. And then, a song I heard on the radio in a shop this morning. In Melbourne, weird, just weird. The Clash, Wrong and Boyo, the cover of The Rulers. Oh, that's a big call. I think it was The Rulers. London Calling came out in 1979. Wrong and Boyo, great tune. I'm pretty sure it was The Rulers. Do you know? I know it's late here in Melbourne, but God, I had a blank then. I really, really did have a blank. crazy. Alrighty, that brings us to the end of another stellar Beefy Ska Club. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. We did a gig on Sunday. I know the weather was awful. We've really got to buy tickets early. If you know you're going to a gig, please buy tickets. Gigs are getting cancelled all across the world because we're just not buying tickets early enough. Venues are getting nervous that they're going to put staff on and not make much money. Unfortunately, the way the gig scene is right now, venues can't rely on alcohol sales to kind of cover up their costs. It is a well-known fact that, are they millennials? I suppose they are. The demographic 18 to 25 basically aren't drinking a lot in licensed premises. So even if gigs are on, the younger generations don't actually spend that much on alcohol sales. So in the old days, when we put ska gigs on, people used to go a bit mad. They didn't care how many people showed up because they would cover their costs through beer and alcohol sales alone. That is not the case anymore. So tickets become the main source of income for venues. So we have to buy tickets to show that we're coming. If there are low ticket sales, venues do have the right to just cancel gigs. Promoters obviously want to cover all their costs. Bands want to know they're going to make a little bit of coin. They don't want to play in front of no one. Simple as that. So please, I implore you guys, low tier small gigs, we have to support the local live venues. Buy tickets as early as we can and spread the word. And if you want to support local live music, buy an extra ticket, take a mate along. Support the venues by buying drinks, eating their food, supporting live shows. I can't stress it enough, and I will continue to push this because venues are closing at an alarming rate. Doesn't matter whether it's the UK, the US, or Australia, Germany, wherever. When venues close, if you want to open a new live music venue, man, it's hard. Agents of change laws are a killer. You have to soundproof. You have to make sure footfall around the venue is controlled. It's not like the old days. So if you've got an existing license, you need to keep it, because if you close, I guarantee it is 99% certain you will not reopen. It's tough, people. It is so hard. So we have to support local live music scene. I will say it again and again and again. You will not get your Oasis. You won't get your Green Days. You won't get your Foo Fighters. These guys started in pubs and clubs. You don't just go and play stadium gigs without doing the hard yards. And without a local live music scene, where do we get the superstars from? X Factor, Pop Idol, talentless. Talentless, I tell you. You get my drift? Buy tickets early. Go and support local live music scene. Get out and about. Get off your couch. Get out of the house. Become a community once again. Live music is good for mental health. Not just good, it's great for mental health. Go out, have some fun, get out the house, go and spend some time with mates. I'm tired of saying it, but I won't be tired of saying it, because we need to keep pushing that narrative. We really do. Okay, it's really late. I've gone on far too long tonight. Please, please, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. My name is Beefy. I'll be back same time, same place, same channel. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. I've just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
Please pop and click. Oh yeah, love, fit you good. calculating shortest route to Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to goodranchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.